Today's reading comes from the book of John chapter 5. John chapter 5. And the reading will be from verse 1 to verse 23. Verse 1 to verse 23. And in our share, I will ask Brother Mason to read it for us. And then we are going to read in English that John chapter 5, the Gospel according to John, chapter 5, verse 1 to 23.
Yohani mkutuwa hiki, njimae pia wadu lini za kutekli. Baku wa kuti Yesu, achikili za wapu wa ala kucha mandala pesira. Zita pita isi, wada alikuwa ando la yuda. Kwa Yesu anakuwe ya kuka ku Yerusalem. Kwa manani hii chamanda mi Yerusalem, kwenye chipata jankosa, loche do cheheberi pesira, nili di mahumbi asani. Hili. Menemo muna kona kamula likuru la antu odwala akuru. Okunduga miedo nukuwala. Koma panali kumchubi na hako ali kudwala kwa cheza kwa makume ya tatu mkutati sana mbistatu. Six. Yesu. Pakuona ameneo ali kukona nipo anatiro kuzi anateo mchari ikuru. Pamenepo anene na nae. Ukuna mshiriksi wa kodi. Seven. Wono wala ya wanayanga, ambuye ilimu wendi pika ine kutamanda. Palikonse mazi avunduliwa, kumamele mbili kuza ine wina atira, nisana tzike ine. Hey, Yesu wanayana nawe, ya uka, ya ula masaya kuru yende, nae. Nipo kumwepo mtuyu anachira, na ya ula masaya che, na inda. Kuma tsukulo mwelo linawila samata. Ten. Kwa jache ayuda anani na kwa uchi kisulayo. Ndi sabata, ndipo siku lelo wako ime pewa masa yako irepe. Kuma iye, kuma iye yu anayanga iyo. Iye amene anandichirita ya mweyo anatukwa ine ya ula masa yako nuyende cho. Na mkusamu juyo ndani wone na ndikiwe ya ula masa yako nuyende weti. Kuma wachiri tiluayo sana tisiwa mdatidani. Yesu anachoka kwa jede jede. Kumbesa panali andu au niji maunguja. Kuchi. Zika nida isi Yesu anampeza mkwa jisi. Na kwa iye taona wachiri tiluwa usashimwe soto. Kuhuti nishimba kukwele cho ipacho okya. 15. Mchuyo anachoka na usayuda mikuti. Ye Yesu abinandijinisa. Yesu atuwa kudari mwana wa Mungu. Nipo chifuwa chaichi ayuda anaronda ronda Yesu. Obeza anashita izo tuwa la sabata. 17. Kuma Yesu anayanga ilo. Anadewa anga amo bilia nchito. Amo bilia nchito kipia sobaro. Inenso bilia nchito. 18. Chifuwa chaichi ya anaonjeza kuna mwupa. Sisi kukoja kuswala tuwa la saba na kuka, umatu ama chamu somurungu, atase wa ashewa kwa yeyeka. Na atese na ulika na mimurungu, enti. Pamele kwa Yesu anaya nkanati kwa hiyo, ndetu, njine na kwa hiyo, sakoza mwana kushitaka atupayeka, kwa mashimene apawo na atate ajishita, nicho. Kwa kuti zimene yeye azishita, zomwezo mwanaso azishita mwemo. Wende. Pauzi atate akonda mwana. Namu netazo konse azishitaeka. Niko adamu netanchito zoko sakizi. Uje mkoga zizwe. Kulitowana. Pauzi munga atate awita akupa na wabatatamoyo. Omumoso mwana abatamoyo. Niko atene yea kuna. Wende tu. Pauzi atate sawe kuza mungu alienze. Kuma anabele kwa kwe kukunza konse kwa mwana. Kulonse akale mekeze mwana munga alemekeza atate. Kulonse alemekeza mwana, sana mekeza atate, amenana mtuma iye. Kwenye po. Thank you very much. That was the reading in our directory. Well, articulated and well
the rate of hand, we thank God. These are some of the great chapters. I was looking into one of the old Bibles of mine because I hid them somewhere. So I was checking and I found that in several times I preached elsewhere from that chapter. And I can see on the edges of my own Bible, I think that was the title of the message I preached somewhere, I don't know where, but it was there, wait for you to miracle. I don't know when that was preached, but from the look of the Bible, it seems I had a full time that time when I preached that message, titled Wait for Your Miracle. But today, I know tomorrow I'm preaching here at your church, and the message has been entitled there, the grace in the pool. Grace in the pool. So I was just fascinated looking at how different the same eyes has been made as of now, when the very same chapter had different view from that old time to this time, to so thankful to the Lord. Mm. Let me just read with you. It's in the King James version. After this, there was the feast of the Jews. Jesus went up to Jerusalem. For there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay great multitude of important folk of blind, old, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at the certain season into the pool, and he troubled the water, whosoever there was not. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, "Whilst thou be whole?" The impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another stepeth down before me." Jesus said unto him, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." Immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said to him that was cured, "It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed." He answered them, "He that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up thy bed and walk." Then asking they him, "What man is that which saith unto thee, take up thy bed and walk?" They asked him, "What man is that which saith unto thee, take up thy bed and walk?" And he that was healed, whilst not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Okay. Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, "Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come into thee." The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him, because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. But Jesus answered them, "My Father worketh even to and I work." Therefore the Jews sought them more to kill him, because He not only had broken the Sabbath, but saying also that God was his father, making him equal with God. Then he answered Jesus and said unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing on himself, but what he saith the Father do, for what things saith he does, those things also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loves the Son," and that's the point here, "and shows him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that he may marvel." 21. "For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth who he will. For the Father judges no man, but he hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father, which hath sent him." We only say amen to the word of God, and we thank God for his voice. And I think let us sing today by at the end of the service, and we would like to go, it's exactly 3:30, we would like to go exactly straight into the word of God after hearing the reading from the book of John, and let us bow our heads and pray. Precious dear Heavenly Father, we just invite a hopeless man who spent many years at that place of healing, but he could not until Christ, your Son Jesus Christ, found him. If it was not that day of Christ finding him, just by the pool, his life, just like any other life, was hopeless, for he had no mind to put him into the troubled water. So we are, Father God. It took the coming, the living, the dying, and the resurrection and ascension of Jesus Christ to make us who we are today on your throne. We have no one to give us a salvation. We have no one. Even though we might be in churches, different places of worship, but if we have no one, then we are just like any other person who is far from any denomination. Father, thank you for salvation that has come to us. It's not our work. It is the work of Christ. It is the work which he accomplished and finished. It is the work of your Son who came and found us. It is the work of Jesus Christ who asked the questions, "Do you want to be healed?" It is the work of your very Son, Jesus Christ, who commanded, "Pick up your bed and walk, leave this place." It is that work of the Messiah that, Father, we are assembling together on your throne this afternoon in Africa and this morning in elsewhere, because of that work of Jesus Christ, which he fully accomplished, which he fully did for on the behalf of each one of those God the Father has given him. And this, Father, what is the comfort? That we look at him is the only glory, the only hope, the only one whom we can put every worship and praise for the work he has done for our salvation. Lord, we may not, it may not look good to other people. So indeed they ask you, "Why? Who told you to get healed?" But he who made me well is the one who has made us to be who we are today. For this, we thank you and we glorify you, and enter you alone, we pour our hearts and our lives.
And to him, Father Lord, you are the glory and honor and praise. Even in this hour, as you are ready to minister to us in the way, may the Spirit of the living God, whom you left to us, to teach us, to drive us, to draw us closer to the truth that we must understand and know, Father, will be teaching us, will be drawing us, correcting us for each and every thing that, Father Lord, you have installed, even today through your servant. May you give him grace to speak forth the word without compromise, the word without fear, the word without favor, the word that is has been put upon him from the Lord, so he speaks. To Christ alone be all the glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Is it a check or something like that? I think you will not be able to do it.
Thank you so very much. Yes, that man by the pool, the Lord had to draw his eyes away from the pool, which represents the ceremonies and traditions and methods of men, and draw those eyes to himself. And it's interesting to read that he didn't even know who Christ was. He wist not who it was, and yet the Lord knew him. And it was the Lord who sought him out, not him seeking the Lord. And that's the way it is for any of us that he saves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very good reading. Well, let's take our Bibles together and look in Acts chapter 13. And we have a long portion here, so we'll just take it verse by verse. But the entire text is from verse 13 down to verse 41, and I want to speak with you on what is the message of the Bible. The message of the Bible. I remember asking a preacher one time, I said, if you just had but one word to summarize the entire message of the scriptures, what would that one word be? And this preacher struggled for an answer. He said, well, you can't just sum up the scriptures in one word. There are many different messages throughout the Bible that we have to hear. It's God's word, but many messages. That was his response. But I truly believe if a preacher has been taught of God by his Spirit, he'll know the answer. That one word that sums up all of Scripture is Christ.
Tikamala kuprofiti mawa amodzi, ndekuzi kwenyeza kuti mawa onse malemba onse ndi okuza Kristu Yesu.
Now there are different ways of describing him, but regardless of the text, whether Old or New Testament, and we have to remember that here they only had the Old Testament scriptures, but the subject of all of the Old Testament scriptures is summarized here in the preaching of the Apostle Paul as Christ.
Ndizonadi kuti munthu wakukhulo onse ni Khristu angakhale nthawi imeneyi kuti chipangano chatsopano kulibe kunakali chipangano chakale chokha chimatchedwa malemba. Kuona kuti pakulalikira uthenga wabwino kuchokera mchipangano chakalecho amavumbulutsa Yesu Khristu yekha, pachifukwa chocho uthenga wonse umene adawulalikira Paulo apa ndi wokhudza Yesu.
If there was one message of scripture that I would encourage preachers to study as to how it is we're to preach the scriptures, this would be an example. We already have seen a number in the book of Acts. We've seen Peter's message on the day of Pentecost, and it wasn't about tongues. It was about Christ.
Kuti pamene aphunzira mawu a Mulungu pamene alenga mawu anayenera kuona mu Yesu Khristu. Foti kuona kuti muthenga wonse wa Paulo analankhula za Yesu Khristu kuti wamachitidwe angakhale Petro pa tsiku la Pentecost nayenso adalankhula za Yesu Khristu osaniza mali ine ayi.
Now remember, Paul and Barnabas had been sent out to preach the gospel, and they were going to preach the gospel to the nations. But their message did not change from when they were in Antioch to now, since they're on the Isle of Cyprus in Greece, that somehow they're going to preach something else. No, regardless of the audience, regardless of the culture, whether it's in Israel, whether it's in Greece, which was what Cyprus was, part of Greece, whether it's in Europe, whether it's in Africa, whether it's in the United States, there is but one message from Scripture that those who preach the Bible aright preach, and that is Christ.
Kumano sudi atachoka kwa Jope kupita ku Kupro ada sita uthendo kuti kopeza kapita ku Kupro tisinjeka alikidwe sipoje mtundu wa watu mtundu wa mwa poje kalibe ndizo chika ai Kupro ada alikidwe be uthendo wa mwino umwewe wa Yesu Kristo paki fwaji uthendo wa mwino kusuma sinja mwofana na liji kalibe kumbula wa mtu jika mkulo nima unikida wa watu ai kaya ni Israeli kaya ni kwa mitundu kaya ni kwa Afrika kaya kwa Amerika kaya ni Zikolanchi uthenga uneneka kulalikidwa umodzi wokha ndipo uthenga wake ndiwokuza Yesu Khristu yekha.
And the first thing that we will note here in Acts chapter 13, beginning with verse 13, is that, again, it's the Spirit of God that directs preachers to go forth and preach the gospel where, when, and how he will. We saw that last time. And it says here in verse 13, now when Paul and his company loosed from Paphos, we assume that company was Barnabas, it was also John Mark up to this point, and perhaps some others that were accompanying them from Cyprus along the way. But this is the Lord moving men into places where he has purposed afore that they would find his sheep. That's what we're going to see by the end here. But the sheep aren't always those that we think. In this chapter, we find out the sheep aren't the Jews. The sheep are the Gentiles.
Di mana tadi ni nak buat di bawah ada masalah, ada masalah khusus dia berpaku, awal itu wajib wapaulo, apa macam awal itu wajib wapaulo, karena ada kita guru bawa untuk jika pada hari bernapa, sewali pada hari so menyama na ujian dia, yang mana maliko dia cuma nama suami ni ada yang tengah awal mulai dua mene u, ni ada coba kukupro ada ambau le endok berpaku rumah pizhira. Maka maka amapita kwenye kuliponse kumene kuli mkosa za mbuye Musaiwale mkosa za mbuye Anali amitundu Ustankiba amenada yenika kukulila utenga wa mbino Pajipuwe jojo sana mkwe mkulalibila kwa halida hoka Kuma anapita kumene sukuda amitundu Kuma kosa mkibao amitewo amachiva mko Kosa amenada wa kukulila utenga wa mbino.
I want you to note the words of Scripture. They're so vital, and sometimes we read so quickly we miss them. But notice in verse 13, when Paul and his company loosed from Paphos. To loose something means to turn it loose. It means it was tied to Paphos for a certain time, and we saw already what took place there in the conversion of the of Sergius Paulus, a Roman. And once the Lord had been pleased to do his work in revealing Christ in that Roman deputy, because it says there that he marveled at the doctrine of Christ that was preached and believed on the Lord, then Paul and his company loosed. They were now loosed by the Lord to continue into another part of that island of Cyprus.
Njimeke petini, kamzina mawa mulungu, ndo funika wambini, kwa mchipoje welenga motamanga, tima takubusa, maalo kufunika wambini, nilita kuzi lako. Chifuwa baka wendipo Adamasula, mawati Adamasula, akulangu wa zanga, mene anamangika, nakrapa mzimozi, Chikuwa jejeje chile jibere chitawa mango kwa chite. Sayiwale temene Adamasula, Adami, Adipu, chikuwa na chiloma, kumene kutari kasebio mpunja, Setio. Setio, kuwa uo, amenada kumila ucheta wako ino, niko usadaa, usayangwa, usayiwale, kuna uti, amenada uti kasebio mjayo, anakuru kutika niwada adako, yemeche kutusocha mpuye. Ndeku nani, kumene Adamangika, kumene koko kutiksa, Sejo Paulo, neno ata kuzira amaliza, ndizi siku ya mweyo, amene ata wanyamula sopano kwa masula, kwa uza ulinchina ya pano ya wata. Ha? Bila ni msokolo, muka tukia sotu teko wa minu kutea, mene ni kukunigira.
Now when it says there that they came to Perga in Pamphylia, this is just another part of this country of Cyprus, but notice, John, departing from them, returned to Jerusalem.
You know, we're going to be listening to me, Kupeke, Oku Pampuria, we're going to be telling the Limoti, Solomon Kuja Kuklo, Oma, Yohane, and the Parabana, Naberera, Uka, Jerusalem.
We see already here that the Lord himself is separating out those who should continue and those who should go back. We're not told here in verse 13 why John Mark returned to Jerusalem. But we know from reading later on in the book of Acts that this separation between Paul and Barnabas and John Mark, him leaving, was the cause of even Paul and Barnabas separating later and Paul continuing on alone. But even in this, I would say that we see God's sovereign and providential hand. Because when you read in Acts chapter 15, and beginning with verse 36 down to verse 41, you'll see that God himself purposed this separation. This was some time later, after Paul and Barnabas had finished traveling and preaching the gospel, and it says there in Acts 15:36 that some days after, Paul said unto Barnabas, "Let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they do." So the Lord was directing him now to go back to these initial places where the gospel was preached and encourage those who were the Lord's.
You know, to go on there for no tea. You know,
Now you notice verse 37, Barnabas determined to take with them John, and it says, whose surname was Mark. Verse 38, but Paul thought not good to take him with them. And notice the reason. He said, who departed from them from Pamphylia and went not with them to the work. Paul's reasoning was, he didn't even stay with us the first time. How is it now we're going to take him with us the second time to encourage those who heard the first time and he wasn't even with us? And notice verse 39, the contention was so sharp between them that they departed asunder one from the other. Paul and Barnabas, who had been united and one and going and preaching the gospel, now separated. And so Barnabas took Mark, and notice, sailed unto Cyprus. He took him right back to where they had parted. He had parted the first time. And if we have to remember, Barnabas was from Cyprus. So he's going back to Cyprus with John Mark. And that's where Paul chose Silas and departed. Notice, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God.
Wow.
Now, I know there are some that would say, whoa, we've got to stop right here and make sure we're unified before we go any further. And they would try to bring reconciliation. They would try to make sure that everybody moves forward at the same time. But I'll tell you, that's not how God works. I have people ask me all the time, they say, well, in the United States, what are some other preachers that you have fellowship with? And when I tell them I don't have fellowship with but a few, they say to me, well, then do you think that you're the only one preaching the gospel? And my response is, no, but you asked me whether I have fellowship with these. And I can tell you, there may be others preaching the gospel, but the Lord has not directed our path together. I'm preaching in the field where he has put me. They're preaching in the field where the Lord has put them. And I'm not trying to work out an organization here where we're all getting along. I just know I have to go in that direction as the Lord directs me. There were some that were never in agreement with Paul going and preaching the gospel to the Gentiles. Now, they believed in Christ as he was revealed in Scripture, but they believed that the message should continue to be preached to the Jews. But the Lord raised up Paul to go preach the gospel to the Gentiles. And so there was disagreement, but not over the message. It was over the direction of the Lord. That happens. I will tell you that when the Lord first directed me to Shreveport, there were some preachers with whom I was associated that thought that I should only come here temporarily, and that because of my abilities to speak and preach in French and my growing up in Africa, that that's where I needed to be, back in Africa. And when I told them that I believe the Lord was directing me here in a completely different direction, they parted ways with me. These were ones who had been very supportive when I was preaching in Africa, but now that I was back in the States, would not have anything more to do with me. In fact, when you read in Philippians chapter 1, we see that this was what Paul endured. Those that were not in agreement as to where he was going and preaching the gospel, they weren't opposed to the message of Christ, but they sought to direct him as to where he should go and preach. And there we have to be careful, because we're not to be directed by men. That influence that Barnabas was trying to put on Paul, because remember, Barnabas was Paul's mentor. He's the one that initially went and found him in Tarsus and brought him to Antioch. And now the pressure intense for him to take John Mark, but Paul had to go as the Lord was directing him. And we're going to find that's our case many times.
Paulo ndi Paranava, tikabala nkula munkhani izi, ndiyo Paulo adali mwana wa Paranava. Chipo Paranava, amene adaphunzitsa Paulo, woyambira paja, amene adamupempherera paja, adamupempherera uthenga. Now, pa chifukwa chipenechi chacho, amaona ngati kuti iyeyo cha Paranava ali ndi mphamvu yomutumikira, yomulamulira Paulo kutumikira monga mmene iyeyo akufunira. Pamene papa, pamene ife tonse olalikira uthenga kwa Paulo, ndiye ndiye kukhala osamalitsa kuti mphamvu Ndula mulilo zakulalikira tsimba kwamwira sizimazitenga kwa wanthu ayi timazitenga kwa Mulungu kodi kuti angakhala kulakhala ndi wena amene adakuphunzitsa kukuza moyo wako usiku usatenge ngati kuti amene ayenekera kukupanga drive kukuyendetsa iweyo ayi koma ndi Mulungu amene ayenekera kukuyendetsa iweyo ndipo utenekera kupita kumene Mulunguyo akufuna osati kumene anthu akukufuna chifukwa ukapita kumene anthu akufuna umakondweretsa anthuwo ndi sitimasweka kutumikira motero yake.
Notice how the Lord directed Paul to write about this in Philippians, because he's writing from prison. And he says in verse 14, and many of the brethren in the Lord, he calls them brethren in the Lord. So these are ones that have been saved by grace, waxing confident by my bonds. What he's talking about is that when they found out that he was finally in prison, they were actually thinking that's a good thing. Now maybe he will be taught of the Lord and humbled and begin to follow our direction. That's what they were thinking. And much more bold to speak the word without fear.
Akamani nyinji wabari mwambuye, awandaza onse, amena da kubila uteka wabuino, amena da lantosa ukidwa, wa Kristu Yesu, amene wawa, amena da nchukudwe jimo didi Paulo. Ajibu wone uti Paulo wa mangidwa, ada sangalala, nana uti ziribuino, zakarabuino ye, kumangidwa, mungu wakuna mugante, uti asie, kalibiloka lalikira kwa mitundu, abwele tsopano tizira lidwe limodzi kwa Yuda amaganiza choncho maganizo mwawo poona kumangidwa ndi kuzuzika kwa Paulo ndende.
Now what I want you to note here is Paul is not talking about false preachers opposing him. These are ones who preach Christ. A false preacher doesn't preach Christ. Verse 15, some indeed preach Christ even in envy and strife, and some also of goodwill. Verse 16, the one preach Christ, notice, of contention. They're contentious preachers, but they preach Christ, not sincerely. And notice, supposing to add affliction to my bonds. That these are ones that are thinking, now the Lord is chastening him because he's in prison, and that's a good thing. But what does he say? The other of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel. Verse 18, what then? Notwithstanding every way, whether in pretense or in truth, look what he says, Christ is preached, and I therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice. When Barnabas separated and took John Mark, that was it. Paul found someone else that the Lord directed him to, Silas, and he went on his way preaching Christ, regardless of the contention that had taken place between Barnabas and him over John Mark.
Musaiwale kulipa li atumiki wala liki otseka wabino amena na kulimutipa nijiso mwishi nde alipo antuena amene ndala likiro nyenga amene kesta jiso mwishi kwa mte wako wala mkulaya ba ndala likindi tu osankidwa amchiso mwisho mwishi alipo ena ndagaduka chifuba saona nimena kulala kulao alimika mtima kukosa kulangu wa mau amuru kukwanda mata nde ndibaga 50 na kutu. Ena tu ana alikila so Kristu chifuwa chakaduga njijewu. Amina alikila chifuwa chakaduga njijewu. Suka akambasa osa kubi osa sangiwa. Wasa mkita ndi chuko kubi na kalenso. Ayena ama alikila njijewu. Kuma ena so chifuwa chakukoma mtima. Alikuwa so ena ama alikila chifuwa chakukoma mtima njichu. 16. Ena atelo njichikoji. Poziwa kuti anantika njichiteko kanila cha uchenda wabino. Kuna ena alikila Kristu mojo kela mchote kana. Alipo ena alikila mpikisano kwa Romu kwa kama mkanga laba. Umango nendela na zina. Kwa sadiko ona hii. Afu ya sabu uti atatendiku kitsila chisa ucho mzo mangila zaga. Gani zonye kumi na nimele ziku kalila huu. Uyu kumangi ilwa deudi. Mwipa kumuka anta agamuka anta aleka. Afu ya sopa nungu kutenga watu. Jenga mwa kata ya zomu hipira. Paulo, wakuna kumusitu sama ganizo, masisila chekezo kumusitu ya. Imama 18, kwa teo nchiani, chokazo ulimo semo, gani kwa masokoka, gani jonadi, Kristu alalikiwa. Kwa mene mundi kondwela, kumanso nisa kondwela. Kutisimiki nisa mchima kuti, anga kalepa nadi kulimba, nadi kulekana, sisita mkwelezo, sisita mchekeste, kwa uli kulimba na kwa teo kuna pangi chabarnapa, kulenda yohane mali kuhondi kukina kumela lake, Paulo sana tekeseke ya imunu mbada kusokorela, kula nengesia, na enenso abile kumela lake. Kule ula eleka na kuinolome, anga karada alimbana, wina sana sikumwezo kwela kwa mzake, wina soko kwela kwa mzake, kumadasi ya na kwa tutu, wina nakia kuina na hali kwa uchema wa kuino. Chachikuli chile chita kumika ni kula hiki kwa uchema wa kuino, wina soo adabila dena lina.
What I want us to note is that the contention between Paul and Barnabas was not over the gospel. They were of one mind in the gospel, that it was over whether or not to continue with John Mark. And that thought that the Lord put in Barnabas, that he needed to continue to pair up with John Mark, brought this division so that now Paul would pair up with another called Silas. Now instead of one team of preachers going forth, the Lord had divided them into two. One going back to Cyprus and there to continue to preach the gospel, and the other continuing on to preach throughout the Gentile nations. That's how God does it. What we need to note here is that this separation, Paul bowed to the will of the Lord in, and so did Barnabas. But it's interesting, if you go to 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 11, toward the end of Paul's life, we read here when he's giving instruction to bring Timothy, for Timothy to bring with him when he comes to visit him in Rome. Notice verse 11, only Luke is with me. Now remember, Luke accompanied Paul during all of his ministry, gospel ministry, throughout the Gentile world. Luke is the one the Lord directed to write the book of Acts. And now, toward the end, Luke is still with him. So he would have been among those that accompanied Paul and his companions when they loosed from Paphos and came to Perga in Pamphylia. Luke would have witnessed this separation between Barnabas and Paul over John Mark. But here, toward the end of his life, because 2 Timothy was the last epistle that Paul wrote, we read, take Mark and bring him with thee, what? For he is profitable to me for the ministry. So he wasn't holding a grudge. Here was 20 years later, he asked that Mark come see him and bring him with you.
Mwene mwone, Luke, Paulo huyu, siura delimiji nani, niyo kane maliku, ai. Kuma kuri kusali imba mtino, kumene kudali kukua yamba, kwa kupila kwa lalika uchenga wabu inu. Kuna kambi tsabudi, yo kane maliku akreo sa kumigira kumtawi. Kuma kuno, Musa iwale, kukipo ala masuri wa kuja kupato, ada alika guru. Napa nditi mundiye kuroyo. Ii kuhine mwanto amina adali kamile kuhu adali Luka. Njipo Luka adakana mbili yonse umasuli kwa kuchoka kumile kuja kukupo mfono kwa kwa kubako. Adali limozi kwenye kwa liponse. Ndicho nika nyoki akale mbembi. Musaiwale mkula Luka umasuli wa machibwe. Ndicho mbele ndi Luka amene. Amene ada ziwa mbili yonse na unazosi zimele zita mbili kwa kwa Chibongwele kandi maga 11 ya 2 Timoteo 4, akuti, Luka eka alipa mozi ndi ine. Untenge maliko, azepa mozi ndi iwe, pakuti ayende ya kutitumigila. Ndeta wana ni ya papa, kuti Luka ada kala nao, sozo kukulose imeni lida ndi, lida kuoleka na nsawijayo, amina da tsaligila, ada ni Luka, misho lika yona kani mbimbi.
The point that we're seeing here is that our eyes should not be on men. Nor should we take our direction from men, but the Lord. And regardless of how men may separate over what they think one should do or the other, if we're the Lord's, the Lord is going to direct us by His Spirit. Sometimes one way and sometimes another way. But nothing can truly divide those who are the Lord's. Now, coming back to Acts chapter 13, we see now that these minus John, verse 14, when they departed from Perga, they came to Antioch in Pisidia. This is not the same Antioch in Syria. This would be Antioch in the southern part of what is known today as Turkey, the country of Turkey. But back then, it was in Pisidia. That's what they called it during, under the Roman Empire.
Apa kuri yohane mali go wa bu ya mbu yo sa ni na wo so ba ku ri bele ri ai yes 14 ku ko ma ni wo wa ata ki da ko cho ke ku bele ge ana tu ba ku an jo ge ya wa pisidia ku ni ko an jo ge wu san jo ge jo ya ndi ya uja ku ni de la dina ko ma lan jo ge we ama ga wi do bele ku ma cho wi da jo ge ku na so ku cho wi da jo ge nje an jo ge wu yu nda ne ba no ba ko zo la ku la ku ti ku che ge ah ada bila kemudian kita akan cokai amir kalau kita amir itu dalam kalau kita kutek ke ibu analo wa musim aku get si kelas sekarang nak lawasi.
Now it says in verse 14, they went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and sat down. You might ask, well, why would they go into the synagogue, especially if there weren't any of the Lord's people there? But there's the mistake. To think that somehow because there are these religious organizations around and where places where people worship that there aren't any sheep there. You think about where you were and where I was when the Lord drew us out. So they went to the places where these people gathered for worship, but more importantly, where the scriptures were read. It was in these synagogues that the scriptures were read. And so they started there, where the scriptures were read, in order to seek out those that were the Lord's sheep.
In Matthew 14,
I remember when the Lord first directed me to the Ivory Coast back in 1980, And I settled down in this little forest town way back in the forest. I was the only white man. And I remember as people got curious as to why I had settled in that town and they found out that I was there to preach, some of the other congregations began to invite me into their congregations to preach. And I didn't tell them, no, we're not of one faith, but I went as the Lord directed. Now, it didn't take long, just like with Paul and Silas, or here Paul and Barnabas, it didn't take long before they were no longer welcome in these synagogues. But initially, that's where the Lord directed them. And I can remember in Ivory Coast, the congregations that are existing there now in different parts of Africa were not started on their own. The Lord gathered these together out of congregations where they had previously been worshiping but had not known God in truth. And now the gospel was brought to them and they were separated out. That's how God does his work.
Umano progressive kita kundi kumene kuchipoja kuchenga wakabuino maruma ge ada kala chete kumachoni kumene kajishida nubiambo kumanti jana kundi zimwe la kucheni chi kumachani chikwao ugala ligira kuchenga wakabuino ine sini mawaya nkakubi chikubilo chanka dija luchosiana ai kifoni maruma nimaona kuni murugula mwana kuni kuzo vile kumene kuchenga wakabuino maruma ge nibatia kumene kuchenga ugala ligira kuchenga kumene kuchako utenga wakabuino makare kanisa
I know for certainty that the gospel was not brought to Malawi because Brother James had already been separated out, meeting with his family and some other believers around the gospel. That's not where the gospel found him. In fact, I know from the story and history of the gospel coming to Malawi that you preachers were at one time in synagogues where the gospel wasn't preached. And the Lord brought his word to you. And there was a division. There was a separating out. And that's why your congregations meet separately now, because they know now how the Lord's taught you, and you wouldn't be welcome back. They wouldn't have you back. But it took the Lord coming into those places of worship where you were and drawing you out. You say, well, why didn't he draw others out? Well, because he came for those that are his.
Musaiware, kuti ambie so Kristu, ada kwele la wakao, amene ada emigra kwa kumutsi, kwa chukwale ndi wa sangita. Kumbani ni, kama kumbukira, zambine mpigo, uda kwele la kumalawi. Amusa anu, amale, wanoti ndi, oku, kulubilira kumene kogo, Sikuti muda ali uchepo kudoroni kila mara kwa hivyo ai. Kwa maana muda ali zime betosha mchele mbali kila ada kwa mpela kwa mbali kila na uchepo sana wa jisho moya. Kwa maana muda ali kusuma doge umelemele kwa kula ikiwe mchenga. Mpaka na muda ama kula ikiwa na mchenga amele wao amele chenga wa jisho. Ufira na tawi ina yake uchepo kudoroni wa jisho moya kwa kula ikiwa mchele kwa. Udaba yotenga wangu na Yesu, so muda kule kanitani, antwe na mimi mdale kana nao, adalaka laka muda kwele la mbuyo, muda kwele la uso, kumita ya jane so, umasimuda laka lake, kulimu kwezo kwele la kuyanjana na uso, iwa uso sata laka lake, kuna kwezo kwele la kuyanjana na uso, muda le kanandi itu mpaka na kwago, kwa na mpaka mta tamule kana imulero, mkusonkana pamozi, uji kumpiro isi, mara ikia utenga wangu ino uu, njimele mungu, ama chizira, wakuna kwa nisi na uchenga wagi ama uleka ama uleka nisaanku ena ulelele kabinena abilele lalina ena abilele lalina.
As we read on in Acts 13 here, we're going to see there's a separation that's coming. But it began here in verse 15 of Acts 13 with the reading of the law and the prophets. That was the custom in these synagogues. Someone would stand up and read a portion from the law, and then they'd read a portion from the prophets, and then someone would give the exhortation, the explanation. Well, here the Lord directed that they should ask Paul, who was visiting them, to give an exhortation. You talk about an opportunity. It wasn't Paul that demanded it, but as he was there, they were directed of the Lord for him to speak. It says there in verse 15, after the reading of the law of the prophets, the rulers of the synagogue sent unto them, saying, ye men and brethren, if ye have any word of exhortation for the people, say on.
Marem bachira muro akamaliza wina sa mimilira awelege dukulane leuneneni akatela wina bwe mbuyo mwake adandaulile adamuzema waja alikire mtenga wapi njeno ita pika nchami hotelo alichika kumpe papa ulo kuzi awa adandaulile awalibi kisa mtenga wapi chivene chukufuna wane tila kwa hile kumpe suri adashita kulimbira pa ulo ni mpapo sake ai kumalichika kumpe mpa kuda alalikire
I have not done so recently, but I can tell you that over the years, there have been opportunities and times where when I've been traveling, I have just gone into a congregation where the Bible was believed and read, and I've been given opportunity to speak just because I'm a preacher. They ask who you are when you get there, shake their hand, and they want to know all about you. Well, I've had occasion where they told me, well, our preacher is not here this week. We had somebody else from our congregation that was going to speak, but would you speak? And they give you that opportunity. Now, in the end, it didn't turn out well because what they were expecting to hear was not what they heard. But nonetheless, the Lord directed that even in those occasions, the gospel be preached.
Jeno kadele le basi mambo ya mchengo kaliki. Mina mambo dipenda kitikia msaibale mambo kali tonyoti. Bali mipimo ine imene ni pechi kujito yo sakadigeka. Jeno ndo kina le saba ngo kwela ama kama mbele kwa kutu kwa chote. Kwa la likile. Kwa sanzi yo kwa la likile soda.
Now, what we're going to read here, and this is why we can't do this all in one setting, but from verse 16 all the way down to verse 41 is Paul's message. And this is why I say that we have here a pattern of how it is that we are to preach the scriptures. Notice, he's preaching from the Old Testament. I know some that say, well, they didn't have the gospel because they didn't have the New Testament. Oh, no. All of Scripture has but one message, and that is Christ. If you just scan down through these verses from verse 16, he's giving a history of Israel through the scriptures, but it's all to arrive at one point that we see in verse 23. That everything God did, even in raising up David, was that, verse 23, of this man's seed hath God, according to his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior. And notice, they don't mince words. They say, Jesus. Now, I'm confident that Paul's message was much more than what is preserved here in the scriptures. This is Luke giving us the general tenor as the spirit directed him of his message. But we see here similarities between Paul's message and Peter's on the day of Pentecost, where he started at the beginning and came forward to show it all had to do with Christ, and even Stephen. Remember, that's how Stephen was stoned in the conclusion. They didn't have any problem in him rehearsing the history of Israel, but when it came to what is it all about, and it's all about God's Son, Jesus Christ, that's where now tempers began to flare. And when Paul begins there in verse 16, it says he stood up and beckoning with his hand. That means that there must have been some murmuring going on. Maybe some people had already heard of Paul. Maybe they'd heard that he had been once a Pharisee and now had been converted. So we don't know. There was some murmuring going on, and he raises his hand and beckons them to be quiet. And then says, notice, men of Israel. So he's addressing there the Jews. And then he says, ye that fear God, give audience. Those that fear God. He was actually addressing Gentiles who were in the synagogue that were called proselytes. And in throughout the book of Acts, where you see that distinction, men of Israel and ye that fear God, it's addressing people that were born Israelites, but those that fear God were ones that had converted to the Jewish religion who were Gentiles. And so they were called God-fearers. He's addressing here Jew and Gentile in these synagogues.
Apo kuti padali kumumudza muudza pati pavo antu anonumudza kudai jesuita dai farisi kuti kupozoti wasandurika mutima wanemberwa mutima ndiye afuna alike sabdurwani ndiyantu akumumudza yechaunada kotola ndizanja kuti ndauza lachichiwana adene kotada kotola ndizanja koma yachizunguru kunotaudza kuti adakwesa dzanje kuwaretsa kudari kanje ende mbetserani ndiye adavauza kuwaretsa adauza kuti ambetsere adanauza mawo akudanaa kuti amuna a Israeli kunotaudza kuti amana kukura ndiye ayuda amene kwawo uri kuchiyuda adabadwa ari ayuda ndinu akopa mulungu apatekutiakutaudza amitundu amene adati asandulika kukhala ayuda musaiware ayuda anali magulu awiri padali munthu amene amabadwa kumbeu yachiyuda wakulira kuyuda amayi akati zake ndimwira ndiye padali munthu wina amene wachita kusandulika kuchoka kumtundu wina wa wanthu ndikukhulupirira ndipo ndikukhulupirira ndikuyamba kuyenda mmiyambo ya chiyuda ndiyeno amakhala muyuda koma asali muyudayi amene adali amitundu ndiyeno apapa uthenga wake pelekuti amalalikira kumalankhulo awiri awa amalankhulo za israeli komanso amalankhulo za mitundu amene anali akuopa mulungu ndi adawauzati mferani mawuya.
See, these that fear God, they were in verse 43. They're described as the religious proselytes. These were ones that were told that in order to be a child of the kingdom, they actually had to be circumcised like the Jews. So there was a physical circumcision of the men. And then they had to learn the law. And actually, they were catechized to become Jewish worshipers, but they always held a second place position in the synagogues. The real important ones were that you had to be born a Jew. We can let you in as a Gentile, but you have to become one of us. That was the message.
Malumati amakutha kuti muyuda wochita kusandulika. Ndenga kufika mmalo okupempherera musinagoge, inyoso mmera ndofunika kwambiri zeni. Munali anthu apa nambala 2. Oyambirira kutsogola mpando uwu makhala wa Yuda yenyewe, amidapo kwawo ndamayi wawo na Yuda. Ndiyepo mpulo pake pa makhala a Yuda wochita kutembenuka chifukwa chotsatira miyambo amakhala pambuyo pawo. Ndiyepo Paulo amalankhula kuti mumvere uthenga wabwino inuyo amene mudasandulika potsatira miyambo ya chiyuda kugulidwa ndinu amene mudabadwira ku chiyuda, chiyuda ndi chanu.
Now the offense of the gospel message that causes in the end here a division between these Jewish leaders and unbelieving Jews and Paul and Barnabas is the fact that in his message, he declares that in Christ, there is no difference. There is not Jew or Gentile, bond or free. This is where this message is headed. And they became, in verse 45, filled with envy against Paul. It says they're contradicting and blaspheming. They would not have this Jesus that Paul says was the one who is the subject of Scripture all along, the message of those Scriptures. They would not have this Jesus.
Ngeno kumbiri hu padalibe kulekana kule kulikosi. Kwa mwenye ataka tumpu kwa panzula, kuwende kisela cholinga, chandiri jayo, mpumene azwaja ama kumuda. Kwa hivyo atsokoleri achiuda, nji ayuda osa kulubirira. Kwa kumwa zimene Paulo ama nabikira, zidabaya cha kumuda, unyasidwa, chifuwa, ama Paulo wazira utendao wa Yesu. Chifendi mga kote fai pakuti, kuma ayuda, pakuti akamu awa, ala tuki iba, na tutsana na zola kuli, wadi Paulo, na shita mwana. Kuna zi tutsana na zola kushikina mwana, zola kula za Paulo, kifuwa, Paulo ama nangula zola kutika kuka mkupo kulungu, mulibe muyuda, mulibe wa midundu, mulibe mdulibe, mulibe wa sakudidwa, kuma wa sankidwa, mulibu sankidwa, demu kulungu. Ndekula kula zimene zoso, unanu mtenga, we kumudisa kwa yuda. Kwenu cho kumudisa cha yuda, ikula kula za Yesu Kristu, saa maleka nisa, amidundu, na yuda.
Now we're going to come back to this message next time. I'm just giving you a little sketch of how the message of the Bible is Christ. And how that in Christ, there is no difference between Jew or Gentile, bond or free. That God has that people that he chose from eternity, from every tribe, nation, and tongue, for whom Christ came into the world to save by his life and his death. That's the message of Scripture.
Kulipe kulekana kuna kulikose. Ndumozi, washimbunji, wosa sepanitika, wosa lekana, wosa gawika. Kula kulipe kulekana kwa kulipa miuda ni mwa mitundu, onse da mozi, osa mkidwa, amelama kubia uchenga wabu ino. Uchimele jojo, uchimele jikuru, uchimele nika uchizio, uchimele mukani.
See, the message is one Savior, one sacrifice, and one salvation through him. It doesn't matter, Jew or Gentile. That was the offense to the Jews because they thought themselves better than everybody else because originally they had been the ones through whom God had given his word. But all of that, as we already saw in verse 23, all that was promised to the patriarchs and David was for the raising up of a Savior, Jesus Christ. Verse 23.
Jeto, mutuntu wansen wabuji, mulibe furu, mulibe kaholo, mulibe miuda, mulibe wamidundu, chibene tondete jifukuru, chibene utenga wabino, anto aneme kabuziwa nukuru kirira. Chifukwa, mkane ikuru yona usindi ayu,
See, we have to be careful even ourselves as to how we perceive people that the Lord brings into our congregations. Because our tendency is to think, well, if this one here was raised under the Scriptures, they're going to be more likely to understand our message than perhaps these over here that have, were never in any kind of congregation where the Bible's preached, but now they've come in off the street. In our minds, we're thinking that they'll have a little bit more difficulty perhaps understanding the message. How foolish. There is no distinction. God will direct his word to the heart of his people, no matter what their culture, background, or upbringing. You notice in verse 16, when he stood up to speak, he made no difference. He said, men of Israel, that addressed the Jews, and ye that fear God, you of the Gentiles that are here as proselytes, give audience. He made no distinction between Jew and Gentile. They were all put on the same footing. And you notice in verse 26, he addresses them partway through the message again. Men and brethren, he says, children of the stock of Abraham, but he doesn't even pause. He says, and whosoever among you feareth God, whosoever means of the Gentile nations that are represented here, notice, to you is the word of this salvation sent. Not to the Jew, but to you, whether Jew or Gentile, there is that people that God has purposed to save, and to you this is sent. Well, we're going to have to pause here. Next week, we'll come back, Lord willing, and really look into how Christ is the subject of all of Scripture. But today, on the message of the Bible, that's what we've seen. It is Christ. It's Him crucified. And it's for those, whether Jew or Gentile, that God himself has purposed to save. And he's going to get everyone. Everyone for whom Christ paid the debt, he's going to draw to himself. And the rest, they're going to go about doing their religious duties in blindness, just as they did when they began. But the Lord is going to separate out his people. Well, I'd encourage you to read on through the chapter. You'll see how it all comes together. But Lord willing, next time we'll pick up again with verse 17 and just see how Christ is the subject of all of Scripture. But the message of the Bible is Christ. That's it. One word, Christ.
Uchenga wa mungu lokwa tulika kuri ndi Yesu Kristu yeka ndiko ndiye mutu wa mungu lonse limene anthu alilekera kulalikira uchenga wa mungu bakula hapo si uchenga swaya.
I'll turn it back to you.
It was in the service this afternoon and by singing hymn number 65 in my hymn number 65 in the local language and then in the market. Yesu aza kuelenga ana age abiko ni humala za chifumo za buwala zutake ana age abonga Nyezi za mambala aza wakasumu wa uye Yesu aza sokanina ana age ako saidu ndiye kusa wakupata amare Yeah. Thank you for that beautiful song talking about the children of God, and that says Jesus Christ will count each one of his own, and they will have their own garment of righteousness upon them, and in their presence they are shining like stars. Even when God beholds them, there are stars on the planet Earth, and he knows them, he accounts them, each one of them. And he says Jesus Christ will gather from all the corners of the earth his own sheep, and him a shepherd, and they sheep.
Amen.
And he will guide them and lead them until that day of great gathering in his kingdom, and they will shine in the kingdom of the Most High God. So that's the song we are singing, and we are thankful to God that that is exactly what the gospel tells us about those Christ came to save. They are truly his sons and his children.
Amen.
We are thankful for the message once again, and I truly indeed that even the entire Bible describing it in a very simple statement, what is it? It's Christ.
Yeah.
And it's Christ. There are no any other message. It's not a book of many messages. Yeah. It is a book of one message. And that message is the message of Christ and him crucified.
Amen.
We are so thankful to God that all brothers who were expecting to have us online, they made it through, even though they were going through some types of network. I see Brother Peter is there, Brother Will is there. Before we greet them, let me not depart from the spirit of worship. Let me ask Brother Ken to close with the word of prayer.
Amen. Let's look to the Lord. Gracious Father, thank you for your word. What a rich treasure it is. No matter where we open it and where we read, we know that it all is pertaining to your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Word. And I thank you for eyes to see. I thank you for those to whom you have given ears to hear, because we know without your grace, none of us would ever see Christ. We would be reading these scriptures just like the Jews did of old, yet a veil still over their heart. But I'm thankful that that veil is removed in your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And where he has been pleased to reveal himself, there indeed is liberty. This is not a message of rules and regulations and morals and customs and traditions, but one word, Christ, your blessed Son. I thank you that those that are yours, you do cause them to rejoice. And any that are yours still in some of these congregations where Christ is not preached, that you will, even as Christ promised there in John 10, other sheep I have were not of this fold. You will call them out and draw them to yourself, even as you have us. So that I give you the praise, honor, and glory. And I pray for these dear brethren that will be standing and preaching Christ tomorrow in their congregations. May he be our one message. May our one voice be to point sinners to him, needy sinners, not looking upon the outward of those that come to hear, but Lord, just believing that you do the work and you will indeed draw those that Christ has redeemed. And so we give you the praise and honor and glory. We want that all of it be unto you. And it's in Christ's precious name I do pray this. Amen.